Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Don't let your troubles make you cry. Don't waste a moment wondering why. When everything goes wrong,
when everything goes wrong, you have to go on. Do it or die, small business owners. That's your anthem. That's the Atlanta Rhythm section singing your anthem, small business owners. I know what you do. I know how you are. I know about the way you do your work against all odds, and every day you continue to show up. And that's the reason why you're not just my hero. You're the hero of a lot of people, and you should never forget that. When you wake up in the morning, you look in the mirror, and you don't know how you're going to make payroll. You don't know what you're going to do because an employee's not showing up today. Or whatever, all the issues that you deal with against all odds, and you're wondering why, you know, is it worth it? Am I doing something that's worthwhile? Well, take it from me, take it from all the other people who depend on you and who you're important to. It is worth it. You are important, and I'm proud of you. And I know Rick Newman feels the same way, right, Rick?
Sure do, Jim.
Rick is a good friend, a longtime Brain Trust member, columnist for Yahoo Finance, the author of Rebounders, and we're talking about some important stuff here. My website, by the way, folks, smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for the new book, ageofthecustomer.com. Rick, your own website, yahoo.com/finance, right?
It's finance.yahoo.com.
I can never remember that. I always turn. I guess I'm dyslexic with regard to your website.
Computers can help you out at this point, Jim. You type in the wrong thing. They sort of guide you.
Somehow it'll work. Well, that's. I've gotten lazy. Finance.yahoo.com, folks. Check that out, and you find Rick is a very prolific columnist there, and I encourage you on many topics. But Rick, one of the things I want to talk about right now are some of your coverage recently of Obamacare.
I didn't know you were interested in Obamacare, Jim.
I'm curious that way. I hardly ever talk about this. So, as it turns out, here we are now. The Obamacare is actually in play now, but the Obama administration keeps taking it apart piece by piece. What's that all about?
It's all these delays. I mean, as one thing after another doesn't work. I mean, they've had a lot of delays, and the latest was the requirement for these plans, these so-called bare bones or catastrophic plans that don't meet the requirements. This was pretty much the most controversial part of it last year. Insurers stopped offering these plans because they weren't allowed to offer them anymore.
Right.
And so what just happened is Obama recently said we're actually going to sort of grandfather these plans in all the way until 2016, and that was kind of a cynical move because at this point, this is after insurers already canceled a lot of these plans,
right?
So
millions of people.
It's probably about 5 million people are the estimate.
Mm-hmm.
So insurance companies are somewhat unlikely to, now that they've canceled these plans, to go back and reinstate them, knowing that they're just going to have to cancel them again in a couple of years.
I think we should point something out though. To be clear, Rick, I don't think we need to say 5 million people. I think we should say 5 million families.
Yeah, that's actually a fair way. There are 5 million policies.
Yeah, which could be for one person or could be for a half dozen people.
Yeah, that's you're right about that.
Go ahead.
Meanwhile, some states already are not allowing these plans because they're allowed to have their own rules. So it's clear what's going on here. This allows Obama to say, look, we heard you people. We changed our program, in response to what people wanted. So he can now say, if you like your insurance plan, you can keep your insurance plan. But the fact is, on the ground, that's not exactly what's going to happen.
Well, not until after he's created a casualty list.
Well, that's basically it. And we got midterm elections coming up, and this is meant to help Democratic candidates.
Talk about cynically political. It's unbelievable,
it
isn't
is. It is. The whole thing is.
And some things, though, some of this, Rick, in fact, virtually everything with regard to Obamacare is outside of the Constitution, isn't it?
I'm not a lawyer, Jim. But, I mean,
Rick. Well, hold on. Time out. We're citizens, though. We're informed citizens. We know that Congress makes the laws. The executive branch enforces the laws. If Congress passed a law that the president signed, The president doesn't have the ability to go back and dismantle the law.
He does. He does have the ability. I mean, this is, you know, keep in mind, this did go to the Supreme Court, which validated most of Obamacare.
But Rick, what about delaying the mandates? I mean, that was something that was a big deal. How can they come back and just delay something? I mean, I think the courts are going to be, we're going to get a look at this. But isn't it interesting? Here's the thing to me, Rick. Here's the most interesting thing about all this, and it's interesting in not a good way. Isn't it interesting that we're finding out now what Congress, what kind of redress America has or Congress has when a president wants to push the envelope on the Constitution?
We get this in every. I'm gonna push back on you a little bit because we get this in every presidential administration. I think every Congress,
all presidents do this.
Of the last 100 years, at least, has said, "Oh, the president is usurping too much power."
Yep.
And certainly, in the last 50 years, we've seen that.
I don't.
But what Obama's doing is, you know, Congress said, "Here's what the government shall do," and Obama is, you know, he's using the executive branch.
Yep.
Administers the law, and that's what he's doing. He's, you know, they're changing the rules of the law while trying to stick with the spirit of the law. So at some point, within a few years, I guess, we will have one law that is predictable and doesn't change that much. But
right.
For now, you're right. It's a hodgepodge of shifting deadlines.
It's chaos is what we have right now in the medical industry, the healthcare industry. But one thing about it, Rick, is that I agree with you. All presidents have been able to do this for 220-something years, right? But I will say that I believe the Obama administration has done more to give us a civics lesson on this topic than anybody else through the way they've handled Obamacare. We come back, I'm going to ask Rick about some fees that you might be surprised that you may have to pay soon. Tintail, stay with us. We'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.